This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Are you interested in missions? Have you asked yourself how to determine and accomplish a mission in your world? The psalmist had an idea. In Psalm 67, he made a number of statements that would be helpful to reflect on and apply to our hearts and lives. He made it clear in the opening verses of Psalm 67 that knowledge gained from observing changed lives is one of the ways people discover God. People often watch the lives of those who claim to know God. When they see the changes God makes in the lives of those who trust Him, they'll be able to understand a little bit more of what God might want to do in their lives. They'll come to know something of God's sovereignty. Notice that it says, "May the peoples praise you, O Lord. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the people justly and guide the nations of the earth." I think it's important to point out that in the scheme of things, God is in control. He is raising up people to become leaders. He is toppling other leaders from their positions of power. He is the sovereign Lord over everything. Then in the last few verses of Psalm 67, it talks about God's blessing upon His people when they obey Him. It describes how God responds and provides for them. People will observe this. They'll see that it pays to get into a right relationship with God through trusting in Jesus, emphasizing that God is sovereign, and letting them see changed lives will convince some to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.